Welcome back, y'all. We are so excited for this week's episode. It's a really good one. But first, we need to talk about last week's stories. Sorry if you hear some background noise. Our dogs are eating their dinner. We had four stories last week. One of them was the fake. Let's find out officially which one was the fake. So there was, would I be the a-hole if I divorce my wife because she does not want me actively involved in raising our children? That's story one. Story two, coworker Jenna, she's being rude. Am I the a-hole for blowing up on my coworker? Story three, am I the a-hole for letting my husband's mistress meal prep for him and the kids? Story number four, am I the a-hole for wanting my girl best friend to be the best man? That one was a hot take on social media. Actually, it wasn't even a hot take. Everyone was agreeing that the girl should have been the best man.
Really?
Yes, everyone. Every comment was like, she's the a-hole. And then when I posted the update of she cheated on him, they were like, yep, we knew we didn't like her. Everyone. And then at the end, there's like a clip where I say like, he's still the a-hole. And people were getting on me about that. They were like, she better have been joking because he is not the a-hole. It's him or her that is.
I was just going to ask how you feel about that, because that was like, you didn't like.
Yeah. No, because I'm just so about the girl's feelings. I feel like I'm more drawn towards like sticking up for the girl. But I was kidding when I said that. It was like sarcasm. And I mean, it got people to chuckle, so I'm fine with it. But yeah, I got some heat on it for sure. I was like, all right. Fair, I'll take it. The fake of last week was, am I the a-hole for blowing up on my coworker?
Jenna's story.
So this is the one where she was microwaving fish in the kitchen at work. And then they're at this, like, what was it? Like a party or something. And yep. She like called her out, was like, Jenna, stop it. You're a jerk. Just like the lamest little comment. So anyways, not our juiciest fake story, but we tricked Kenna and Tanner when they were here. They both chose a different one for the fake and they were both wrong. So we tricked them.
And that was like, you would have hoped that reality was fake. Some of those stories were like, they were like, you would have thought the real ones were the fake ones.
Yeah, no, exactly. So now for this week, we are so excited to talk about what the episode is. And it is Mother-in-Law from Hell.
The old monster-in-law, people.
This is going to be a good one. I feel like there's so many people out here that can relate to having a mother-in-law that they either hate or they just don't really like, or they're scared of, you know, or they love them.
The bottom line is that blending families is not always easy to do.
Right.
Cultural backgrounds are different, all that stuff. So this story comes from the subreddit, Mother-in-Laws from Hell. Internet frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits, we're blending. One click, no pretending. My monster-in-law used our miscarriage to make herself the victim. Beyonce thinks I'm overreacting.
How? Oh, what? Okay, go.
We've been no contact with my fiance's mother for 2 years. She's a textbook narcissist, manipulative, boundary-crushing, and incapable of seeing beyond herself. Every interaction with her is drama, guilt-tripping, or manipulation. She sent endless emotional tirades to the family WhatsApp, turned the smallest things into chaos, and has always made it clear that she sees me as a threat to her control over my fiancé. The breaking point back then was after a family trip where she bombarded us with messages blaming me for isolating her, saying things like I was cold, heartless, and destroying the family. She even sent a massive rant to the group chat attacking me directly. My fiancé confronted her, and her response was silence, literally. She gave him the silent treatment for months and then reappeared like nothing had happened. Since then, she has pretended I don't exist. No hello, no acknowledgement, like I'm invisible. So we cut contact. And honestly, those 2 years without her were the most peaceful of our relationship. We could breathe again. Earlier this year, we got pregnant. Given everything, we chose not to tell her. That moment wasn't hers to have. It was ours. We wanted to build a new chapter for our family, not one she could infect with her toxicity. Then we lost the baby. It was devastating. Grief like that changes you. Changes your relationship. It breaks something inside you that you can't fully explain. And then somehow she found out. Not from us, of course. And her very first reaction wasn't compassion. It wasn't, I'm so sorry. It was, you're blaming me. She's selfish.
maybe God didn't want you to have the baby. Ew. That is so repulsive.
I'm not paraphrasing. She said those exact words. No empathy, no humanity, just centering herself, playing the victim, and even daring to frame our miscarriage as divine punishment for our choices. I cannot deal with that type of stuff.
That would be so... I'd punch her in the face.
Divine punishment? Give me a big, huge, fat break.
Oh, okay.
I heard the audio and something inside me snapped. Not just anger, pure rage. Who does that? Who weaponizes someone's miscarriage to make themselves the victim? So I told my fiance no more. This time for real. Hard boundaries, not maybe she'll change energy. Not let's just avoid her for now. I needed him to block her, cut her off, and never let her feed on our grief again. And he said I was overreacting. Then came the cavalry, his sister and his stepdad. They jumped in with guilt trips and manipulation, telling him he was going too far, that she didn't mean it like that, that she was just emotional, that was making it worse. His sister said she suffers because of the tension and can't see him the same way anymore. His stepdad sent a long message blaming me directly, comparing me to his exes and saying my fiance had changed because of me. And the worst part? It's working. My fiance is pulling away. He's confused, defensive, and distant. He doesn't see how toxic this all is because he's been raised to tolerate it, to minimize it, to surviving it. He thinks keeping the peace is neutral, but in reality, it's siding with her. Meanwhile, I feel alone. I'm grieving a baby I lost, and now I feel like I'm losing him too. And I'm so tired. This is in my head every single day. I can accept that his personality is more conflict avoidant than mine, but I cannot accept him failing to protect our family when we are under attack. Because that's what this is, an attack. And let's be honest, that's exactly what she wants. To drive a wedge between us, to make me the scapegoat, to keep him in orbit around her. So here I am, posting because I feel like I'm going crazy. Posting because I need to validate what I feel. Posting because I honestly don't know what to do anymore. How do you deal with a partner who won't set hard boundaries with a toxic parent, even when it's already cost you this much? How do you keep fighting for your family when it feels like you're the only one doing it? I want advice, I want perspective, but mostly I just need to say this out loud. This hurts so much more than I ever expected.
Oh, that's so heavy.
This one is heavy.
It's so heavy because I completely see her side of things and having it be a miscarriage. That's like Joe and I, we had a miscarriage 2 years ago. You can't really put words to that experience. Like, I don't know. It's really hard. And for me personally, I feel like everyone grieves it differently. For me, it was more of like a shock factor when it all first happened. Then it was like slowly as time went on, that's when I really started like being more upset and like devastated by it and could actually like reflect on it. So I can relate in a way of like what she's going through with the miscarriage. And to have your own mother-in-law say those things to like family and friends or whoever she was talking to about it and getting that back. Oh my gosh. I don't blame her for wanting to cut ties at all with that, because I would be like, that's unforgivable, at least for a bit. Like I need time, like F you kind of thing. But I kind of feel bad for him a little bit because that is his family. And I think you can speak more to this because I mean, you see his side when it comes to like, it's your family and you want to stay close to them.
Yeah. Well, what it really comes down to is just what people's expectations are, all that stuff, the sociology, how people are raised, all that factors in. She kind of makes it sound like he has no backbone, like he has no spine in the situation. And some of the comments were saying some of that stuff too. And it's just so hard to take somebody from one world and have them empathize with somebody from another world, that it's really hard to bridge that gap.
Yeah.
What my thought was after reading this story is that they need to hunker down and they need to mourn and they need to heal emotionally just from the miscarriage alone.
Yeah.
For her to kind of like wage war on the family, I don't think she's doing herself as much favors as she thinks she is.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, I need to keep her away from me. It's like, you're probably just dealing with your loss more than anything. Like, come together as a couple, be there for each other, and heal. And, like, I don't know what that's supposed to look like other than, like, you just don't pay it as much energy, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't make it about their family because you can't win. You're putting him in an impossible situation. It is so impossibly difficult to cut ties or to, like,
go culture here to establish boundaries. Like, it doesn't work the way that people want it to work. There's no good solution. It sucks. It sucks for OP. She lost a baby. And I can only empathize for a mother because there's like hormones and stuff that go into it. We were not planning the pregnancy that we lost. Yeah. It's just weird to think like you can't help you get random intrusive thoughts of like, oh, it'd be crazy if we had a baby that was two right now or whatever. You know, it's like you have these thoughts of like what could have been. And I don't know if their pregnancy was planned or not planned, but
it sounds like it.
It's something that can affect you for long periods of time, even with help. It is erratic and it's just significant. It's not nothing, but that's what I think. I think they need to focus on their own relationship and mourn and heal.
Let's go to story number two. And this is off Reddit. This is mother-in-law's from hell. Tried to call herself mama while talking to my baby. It finally happened. Only took her 8 months to grow the nerve to try and call herself mama to my baby. A little bit of a backstory. This woman made my pregnancy a nightmare. There was always drama. She managed to make everything about herself. She didn't care about the baby until he was born and she could physically hold him. I was ready to go no contact, but I wanted my child to know his grandmother. She's visited our home and only has time with him while one of us is around. She treats him more so as a doll she can hold to look at, not cuddle. Or a dancing monkey she can make stand up and practice walking because her son started walking at 6 months. I'm constantly reminded. She truly believes this, LOL. She hadn't visited for about a month for various reasons, so my husband FaceTimed her this afternoon. She didn't know I was around and could hear everything. It's the typical, how's my baby boy? My baby is so smart. He looks exactly like you did when you were his age, DH. Then she says, look at Mama Z. I stopped what I was doing and started listening to make sure I heard her right. Sure enough, she doubles down. Baby boy, look at Mama Z. My husband corrected her and told her she's not Mama. Thank heavens. Her excuse? She doesn't think grandma suits her. She's not just a grandma. Fine by me. We had already settled on ZZ being her grandparent name for this very reason. ZZ. Wow, anyone ZZ out there? Is there any ZZs? I've never heard that before. As my husband continued their conversation, he panned the camera over to me and she goes, oh, hi, I didn't realize you were home. In the most sheepish way possible. I was so mad I didn't have anything really to say. I completely froze up from anger, unfortunately. I just know she wouldn't have given this Mama Z a test if she knew I was in the room. Mama, I still cannot believe the nerve of this woman. Okay, let's think about this. Okay, guys, I got a crazy story for you, though. This is one of my worst stories I have ever done in my life, okay? So you're about to hear it. So I nannied this family, absolutely love them, still have a relationship with them, love, love, love the family. My sister, I'm really, really close to my sister, and I would always hang out with her and my niece and nephew. And my sister always would say, oh, come to mama, come to mama, come to mama. Like, that was my sister saying whenever, like, her Bodie, my nephew, would like start crying or whatever, and he's a baby. So anyways, I'm always hearing that. Well, it was like a Friday. So, you know, I'm about to go home and we're outside and the family comes outside and the mom comes outside. Love her. And I'm so thankful she hopefully never judged me on this. But we're outside and one of the little boys, he was like five at the time, he fell onto like the rock by the pool and he started crying. And I literally said, oh, come to mama. And I, right in front of the mom, you guys, I went bright red. I don't know which one, but it was one of them. And the mom just like looked at me and I just like froze, didn't look back. I just like stared into the abyss like, oh my hell. He comes over to me and I like hug him and I'm like, here, go to your mom. And I hand him over to the mom. And I was literally like, I wish in that moment I would have been like, I don't know why I just said that. I swear I have never told him to come to mama and pretending to be his mom before. Like, I wish I would have said something. I said nothing. I can't. And then I go, okay, I'm going to head out. And I left.
You just stood on business.
I said, come to mama. If I had a nanny and they said that, the way I said it too, it was so just natural. It was so, come to mama.
Let me nurture you, Adele. That is, I thought for sure it'd be like, I am not your mom. But I will help you in this moment. And you were just like, go to the real one.
Your real mom.
I'm the paid one. You go to the one that pays me.
I was sick. I, just talking about it now makes me so sick because I'm just like, I cannot believe I said that. So when I hear this, I'm just dying because it just reminds me of that crazy story that I had one time. Only once. Don't worry. I only did it once. Okay.
Anyways.
So who do you think's the a-hole? The mother-in-law? Really, if you had to pick a side, mother-in-law or the girl?
The girl.
Whoa, I think mother-in-law.
It's Mama Z. The only reason the mother-in-law would be the a-hole in this story is because she's like, I didn't know you were home.
I just think grandmas need to figure out their name. You don't have to go by grandma. Like, that makes you feel too old, but you're not mama. Go by Gigi, Mimi, Mima, Nanny.
But newsflash, you are old. So you're all grandmas in my eyes.
Yeah, you know what? Grillo. All of you.
I'm just kidding. You can be called whatever you want. Just not mom.
Like, grandma vibes don't fit me. Well, you're a grandma now. You're a grandma.
The title of this one is, My Mother-in-Law Surprised Us by Painting Our Kitchen While House-Sitting. Now she's furious we hate it.
My husband and I just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. We went on a getaway and left our dog with my mother-in-law.
We honestly thought the worst thing we'd come home to was a messy sink. Instead, she repainted our entire kitchen. Our white cabinets, now bright royal blue. The backsplash, yellow. And she even hung up a random painting of sunflowers above the stove.
She was waiting for us when we walked in, beaming. I just love these colors. Doesn't it brighten everything up so much?
Why is it so boring? This gives your home personality. Look, I even found the painting that ties it all together. My husband and I just stood there. He finally managed, wow, that's really different. I added, we definitely weren't expecting this. She laughed and said, well, that's the fun of a surprise. You'll love it once you get used to it. We didn't. A week later, we sat down with her and said, we know you meant well, but we actually don't like the colors. This isn't our style, and now we're stuck paying to change it back. Her face changed instantly. Are you serious? I spent days on that kitchen. Do you know how much I saved you? You should be thanking me. My husband tried to keep calm. Mom, we didn't want to change the kitchen. We liked it the way it was. She shot back, no, you liked it. She didn't. Don't you see how much better it looks now? You're just being ungrateful. Then she stormed out. Now she's telling family that we insulted her gift and that I only hate it because it was her idea.
Oh my gosh.
So here we are, out of money to fix a kitchen we loved with a mother-in-law who won't speak to us until we apologize for not liking her surprise.
Could you imagine you're on your 10th year anniversary, which cheers to them because marriage is not super easy, guys. If you didn't know already. They went on an anniversary and come home. I'm like looking at my beautiful white cabinet kitchen and walking in and it being bright yellow. Backsplash and blue cabinets with a sunflower painting.
When I think of backsplash though, like I don't think I'm big. Like I'm imagining those royal blue cabinets. I could probably get down off royal blue cabinets.
Baby, you're literally, his style is so disgusting. You guys don't even listen to him.
What style? Like I've not styled one thing.
You pick these chairs.
That's true. You have a comment if you like these chairs. If you don't, if you think we should have gotten other ones, then let us know.
No. Do you think the mother-in-law's that a-hole?
Yeah, I mean, this one, I always am a little bit like, want to give people the benefit of the doubt on gifts. I feel bad because like, did she sub it out? They didn't say if she had somebody paint it or if she physically did the work.
I feel like, realistically, she probably subbed it out because there's no way an old grandma's going to be able to do that in a few days. She doesn't know how to do a freaking backsplash. But I did pick the painting up at Goodwill and she might have hung that. I don't know.
Or what if she got it at Hobby Lobby? What if she got it at an art convention?
Oh.
A farmer's market. Like it's real art.
Mm.
I don't know. If you give a gift that's that out there, though, you're the asshole.
You need to know that was like literally her just doing what she wanted, thinking it was like better than what they had.
Yeah.
All right.
Get a new mother-in-law.
Yeah. My story. Here we go. My mother-in-law has finally fully shown her true colors. This is off Mother-in-Law's From Home. For some background, I-32F have been with my husband, 32M, for nearly 16 years. We're high school sweethearts and have an incredible relationship together. Yoli just married this past year after 9 years of being engaged. This doesn't have anything to do with our relationship. I just wanted to have a dream wedding, and so we waited until we were in a place financially that we could afford to have everything we wanted. 4 years ago, we moved in with my husband's parents at their insistence. His mother claimed she wanted to help us save money, but even back then, I was incredibly wary. She likes to control situations, and I'd worried she'd try to do the same with us. But in the end, our rent was going up, and I knew we'd be able to save money. Not to mention, they have a 5-bedroom house with a separate pool room, so I figured we'd have plenty of space and not step on anyone's toes. At first, things were fine. Well, as fine as they could be. My husband never had a good relationship with his father, as he was an incredibly unkind man and alcoholic. My mother-in-law has also always been passive-aggressive towards me, and I'm sure talks about me behind my back. I'm not special, though, because she does this with most people who she doesn't consider her family. Now getting into the problem that just happened. Last month, my sister-in-law graduated from college. Her college is in a city 6 hours away from us, but my husband and I still took the time to travel down with the rest of the family over the weekend to watch her graduate and take her to a special dinner. That was all fine, but the very next weekend, my mother-in-law planned to throw a huge expensive party at the house to celebrate my sister-in-law again. My husband and I had no problem with that either, but we would only be able to attend the first half of the party. You see, my aunt has brain cancer and it's terminal. My family was throwing an F cancer party the same night as the graduation party, but we figured it would be fine. The graduation party started at 3, while my aunt's party wouldn't start until 7. So we would just stay for the first few hours and then go to the other party to support my aunt. She didn't even want to have a large party and had told my mother-in-law as much, but had been ignored. My mother-in-law claimed that this party was for her since she's the one who had helped put my sister-in-law through college. Anyways, the night of the party we stayed and even helped set up for the party while my husband made some of the food. Then at 7, while everyone else was drinking and listening to the band my mother-in-law had hired, we left for my aunt's party. There were around 120 people in attendance, so we knew we wouldn't be missed. This was proven true when the next night my mother-in-law mentioned that she hadn't seen us later in the night and had no idea we'd left. My husband told her the situation and that we had gone to my family's to support my aunt because she had terminal brain cancer. This is where everything fell apart and nothing will ever be the same. She then proceeded to say that she didn't care about my aunt, that she had already lived her life and we should have stayed at the party because my sister-in-law is more important. I was honestly speechless. There were others of my husband's family members around, but they weren't a part of the conversation, so I don't believe any of them heard her. My husband proceeded to yell at his mother until she just walked away. I have been obviously furious with her ever since and have been ignoring her. My husband said that his mom was drunk when she said that and surely didn't mean it. I wanted to believe that too, since it was such an evil thing to say that I couldn't imagine any sane person actually believing it. While she's never been the most pleasant, this was so far out of left field, I could hardly believe it. Last night, while I was in my room, apparently my mother-in-law approached my husband and told him that I've been mean to her lately. I haven't been mean to her. I just haven't gone out of my way to be nice. He then decided to confront her and told her she needed to apologize for what she had said when she was drunk. He thought she'd be ashamed when reminded of the horrible things she said. To his horror, she doubled down. Even while sober, she claimed it was her right to have her beliefs, and her beliefs are that it doesn't matter that my aunt is dying from cancer and she doesn't care. This led into a fight between her and my husband, and he finally realized she's an irredeemable monster. He came to our room and told me we were going to begin the process of moving out and back into our town home, back into our own place. I'm more than fine with this, and before anyone tries to say that we are being ungrateful because she has supported us, no, it's actually the opposite. For the last 2.5 years, my husband and I have been contributing around $1,500 per month towards household bills, including buying all the groceries and making dinner for her every night. In my city, we can find a nice 2-bedroom apartment for $1,300, so we haven't actually been saving money at all. And some of you might ask, but why did you live with her so long? Well, we had no intention of staying for 4 years, but then 2.5 years ago, my father-in-law died from cancer. That's right. She, of all people, should know the devastation of cancer and have sympathy, but she's a selfish narcissist, so nothing that doesn't directly affect her matters. So my husband and I stayed and helped pay the bills and made sure she was fed and not alone, and this is what we get. She even had the nerve to tell my husband that he's been using her, despite the fact you pay half the bills. On the bright side, my husband has finally admitted that there is no coming back from this with his mother, and once we move out, we will be going to no contact. I'll update if anything else happens, but at this point, we're just ready to leave and never look back.
Nightmare stuff. The mother-in-law, what she said is literally, that's hard for me to comprehend that somebody could say that.
Yeah.
My daughter is more important than your soon-to-be dead aunt's gone life. Like, that is just bananas that somebody would say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be emotionally volatile, and drawing such staunch lines in the sand, you have to protect
your piece. If that is important for a relationship, the relationship has to come first. This whole thing, it sounds like that's an absolutely asinine thing to say. It's so over the top that it's like,
I
don't think she's in her right mind. She couldn't be in her right mind. They said she was plastered.
No, but she did it again when she was completely sober, and she doubled down and they said even worse things at that point. So she's a terrible person, but
I think she's just digging her heels in. She's being a stubborn old bat.
I don't think she's that old. She gives me like hot rich mom vibe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been together for 16 years, so she's not young.
Yeah, she's probably in her like 60s. That's not that old.
But 60s, single, husband died of cancer.
I have one earring in my ear right now. Everyone, please notice that. It's fine.
Okay. You can never undo that.
I know, it's going to be on the internet forever. That's so embarrassing. I forgot to put the other one in.
I guess I really don't know. I know that we have gone to therapy specifically around setting family boundaries. There's just nothing easy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing easy about it. And what the mom did and what she said is effed.
Woo, that stirred up lots of crazy drama, guys. Mother-in-law from hell. I hope so, frick. So stay tuned next week. In the beginning of the episode, we will announce which one was the fake of this week. Only one of them was. The other ones were real. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But again, thank you guys so much for being here. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Like our Facebook page. We love hearing from you guys and seeing you guys on there and reading all your guys' comments. Like, it's so fun to be able to interact with you guys every single day when we post. Internet Frenzy on three. 1, 2, 3, Internet Frenzy. Internet Frenzy, electric love, so trendy. Bites and bits were blending. One click, no pretending.